Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. If you take a look at your weather app and scroll down, you usually see a number for the day's air quality. But what does that number mean, and where does it come from? We had Hamid Tarabzadeh and Iman Kambai from our Possibly team look into this question.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
Okay, I know that when there's a big forest fire, the air outside isn't safe to breathe. You can see it. But there are other times, like during the summer when there's an air quality alert, the sky looks normal to me. So what is air quality really measuring?
To find out, we talked to Corey Ziegler, a professor of biostatistics at the Brown School of Public Health. He says changes to air quality can show up in a couple of ways.
Usually when people are talking about air quality, it could be something they smell, it could be something they see, it could be something that they neither smell nor see, but they're breathing in.
So what exactly is in this air?
There are a lot of substances that get released into the air that make outdoor air quality worse.
What are they?
A lot of them come from burning stuff. You have tiny little particles that come from wildfires and the colorless gas that comes from burning things like coal.
Other harmful toxins come from burning things like the gasoline in cars.
And then when all of these sources of air pollution react with sunlight, they can create smog.
So how bad is our air quality in general?
Not great.
According to the American Lung Association's State of the Air 2024 report, nearly 40% of Americans live in places with unhealthy levels of air pollution.
And Corey says, because of the way the wind blows, you can actually be affected by bad air quality even if you don't live near a raging forest fire or a factory that's burning coal.
And it could come from anywhere. It could come from a car's tailpipe. It could come from a power plant that's 400 miles away. It could come from a wildfire that's 400 miles away.
But how do we actually measure the quality of our air?
Corey says the Environmental Protection Agency starts by measuring the composition of samples of air.
Literally little machines or monitoring stations out spread across the country that are measuring exactly what is in the air at that location.
There are over 5,000 of these monitors running all across the country.
The EPA then takes the data from these monitors to create the Air Quality Index, or AQI.
That's the number you see on your weather app or on TV.
Got it. And what does the AQI include?
It takes data on 5 major types of pollutants and merges them into one number, ranging from 0 to 500.
And so AQI is telling us how much of those pollutants are in the air?
Yeah, exactly. And the higher the number, the worse the air quality.
There is also something special about the number 100.
When air quality reaches 100, the EPA considers that air to be unhealthy for certain sensitive groups of people, like those with lung disease or even older adults and children.
But what do we do when that number reaches 100?
Good question. Corey has some advice.
You see things like people wearing masks when they're outside or avoiding outdoor activities. That can be particularly important if people have some other type of health condition, respiratory condition, something like this, people with asthma, for example.
If you are especially worried about your air quality, you can also take some other steps, like buying an air purifier for your home.
The main takeaway, use the AQI to get a general idea of the air quality around you. And if you are especially worried, take whichever step makes sense for you.
Got it. Thanks, Hamid and Iman. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at askpossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.